I'm speaking with Jerry Omernick, who is currently serving as president of the Agricultural Relations Council. Do I have that correct, Jerry?
That is correct.
In this interview, I think we're going to focus probably most on the upcoming meeting, annual meeting of the organization, which is going to be held in Milwaukee. First, just give us a little bit of background on what the Agricultural Relations Council is and its purpose.
The Ag Relations Council was formed 52 years ago by a group of public relations practitioners who really felt that they needed a separate and unique organization to provide professional development in the specialized niche area of public relations as it related to agriculture. And at that time, as you can imagine, the messages were primarily focused on producers. Now, over time, that has certainly evolved, and one of the challenges and discussions that we have ongoing as a membership organization is the ever-broadening definition of agriculture, and is that even the right term to use, or is it more the food and fiber type terminology? Our members work in everything from the traditional PR roles that messages are directed at producers to those who work in more the consumer end of agriculture and crafting messages and educational pieces for the consumer audience.
How would you describe the membership? Who are the members of the Agricultural Relations Council?
Members are a very diverse group. They work for agricultural associations like the American Farm Bureau. They work for crop protection groups. They work for animal health companies. We have quite a few small PR shop practitioners, as well as those who work in larger organizations such as Fleischmann Hillard, Osborne & Barr, Ray and Kaiser, some of the larger shops.
What are some of the ways that ARC provides benefits to its members?
We strive to provide professional development opportunities for our members, and that runs from providing industry information to more technical skill development. And one of the most exciting things that has happened recently is ARC has been engaged in a group called the Universal Accreditation Board, which was formed under the leadership of PRSA a number of years ago. And Bob Giblin with Morgan & Myers has really led that effort. Now the APR accreditation is offered through the Universal Accreditation Board as opposed to through PRSA exclusively. And what that means for ARC members is that they can pursue and become accredited as an APR without belonging to PRSA. They can do that through their ARC membership, and they have transformed that process over time to be one that is online-based with online tutorials and web-based discussion groups, etc., which I think is great news for those of us who are PR practitioners who don't happen to live and work in a major city such as Chicago, Kansas City, and have easy access to PRSA chapters. Of course, those that do can go the traditional route of having study groups within their communities. But for those of us who live farther out, and a number of ARC members do, because we obviously work in agriculture, we have a number of people who live and work in smaller communities and don't have easy access to that. So as we gear up and provide workshops on how to become accredited or preparation type activities for APR accreditation, our members are really reaching out to that. And for example, in the upcoming summer meeting, one of our panel discussions is targeted to that area, and that is the workshop on ethics and public relations, where we've brought in a number of senior practitioners to discuss that topic and all of its ever-evolving ramifications. I'm sure you'll remember in the news not too long ago the discussion of the ethics or lack thereof of the Bush administration contacting with a radio personality to promote the No Child Left Behind. And then also the issue of video news releases that were issued by the Department of Education as a part of that and then appeared on local television stations as regular editorial. So I'm sure those will be topics of the discussion that come up in Milwaukee in a couple of weeks.
Turning to the summer meeting, which will take place in Milwaukee, why don't you give us a little rundown of when, where, and what is on the program.
The ARC summer meeting we held in conjunction last year with the Ag Publications Summit, which now is the Ag Media Summit, and we're doing the same this year in Milwaukee. So our meeting will be July 30th and 31st. That immediately precedes the Ag Media Summit. Our programming wraps up just as Ag Media Summit programming begins, because many of our members attend both meetings. So that gives us the opportunity to build on the publications and the media summit programming. We'll start out with a discussion on the positive impact biofuels will be having in agriculture and all the excitement surrounding the recent Senate passage of the energy bill. Also, hearing from folks not just in the crop area, but also wind energy and the repercussions that has, both positive and negative, and dealing with the PR aspects of wind farms and stray voltage and some of the other challenges that our members face in dealing with the bioenergy issue. From there, we'll roll into that discussion on ethics and public relations that we discussed earlier. And then Saturday afternoon, we do realize we're asking people to come in on a summer weekend, and so we don't want to make it all work and no play. German Fest happens to be going on in Milwaukee, so we'll take the Milwaukee trolley down to German Fest and celebrate with beverages and brats and music, dancing, all of that kind of cultural activity that happens as a part of German Fest. And then Sunday morning, we'll start out with a brief kind of reflection service to pause for just a moment in the schedule and give thanks for all that we have been blessed with, and then move on into a discussion on the rapidly growing market of lifestyle producers. We're beginning to hear more and more about this particular group of people who are, you know, wanting to live the country life, so to speak, and have generally higher disposable incomes than our normal producer audience, and also have a much greater need for information and education on everything from, you know, how to control weeds, how to control water or the lack thereof, animal health issues. All that gamut falls under this lifestyle producers panel, and we'll be hearing from a representative from the equipment industry, someone from animal health, and then someone from a retail perspective on how they are reaching out and grabbing that opportunity.
Realizing that it is getting close, is there still a way for people to register and participate in the meeting? And if so, how would they do that?
Certainly. We will be accepting registrations up till we get on site in Milwaukee. And all the registration materials and the agenda can be found on our website, and that is www.agrelationscouncil.org.
Is there anything else you think we should touch on?
Chuck, the biggest thing is, as I think from an overview perspective, is this is a very exciting time to work in agricultural public relations. I mean, we've got rapidly evolving technology. We are, as practitioners, we have rapidly evolving audiences. It's no longer strictly producers. It's really, we've heard this phrase before, but it really is farm gate to dinner plate, and how the decisions that are made from a production aspect impact what happens with consumers. And consumers are taking a much more active role in selecting and making their food choices, and they're wanting more information, which provides us as PR practitioners with more opportunities to communicate with them. And as that occurs, the ARC is revolving. We're looking at these new audiences. We are, our umbrella is broadening to engage those individuals who speak more to consumers than they do to producers. And then the whole, you know, evolving aspect of biotechnology and bioenergy is a part of that, and how that impacts farm income, rural communities. I was speaking to a gentleman just a few days ago who was a big proponent of bioenergy, and his key point was that we don't need to put guards around our corn and soybean fields, and the more we can do to produce homegrown fuel, the better off we'll be from a national security aspect. We in America have grown somewhat complacent in, because agriculture has done such a good job of producing, we don't have that fear or memory of hunger that the Europeans do, and so sometimes from a consumer's perspective, ag kind of gets lost in the shuffle. But as we can gear up and produce fuel, and to that extent play a role in national security, I think that brings ag to the forefront once again.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, because you are not a staff member for the organization. You have your own company. And tell us that company and what it is that you do.
I am an owner and manager of Rocky Mountain Marketing Communications, and we are a small full-service public relations firm located in Montrose, Colorado, which is 300 miles due west of Denver. We are one of those who have chosen the lifestyle option. And yes, I am a volunteer. I feel very strongly about the Ag Relations Council and the networking and the professional development opportunities it has provided me over time. And so from that aspect, I feel like being a servant leader is something I can do to give back to the organization that has done so much for me.
Thank you very much. That's Jerry Omernick, Rocky Mountain Marketing Communications and President of the Agricultural Relations Council. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.